All right, you just saw us go through and give our top 10 figures of 2023. Well, now it's time for us to predict the top 10 figures of 2024. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NEC Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. That's not all. I'm also joined by the man known as Bearded Spice, the man that Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three-pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How you guys doing?
Can Professor Xavier grow a beard, or is he hairless?
He's not like a mole rat.
I think eyebrows.
I think he lost.
He does have eyebrows.
Well, in some iterations, he does. So
he usually got like some pointy ones, at least early on.
So I think he lost his hair for some reason. But I don't know.
I should know because I read the first 200 issues of X-Men. Some of those early ones.
I remember you talking about that during.
Yeah. I do also have to point out, because it is somewhat toy related, I have my beverage here, mm-hmm. which is titled "I'll Have What She's Having" from the ever classy Hoof Hearted Brewing. But I thought the can was get it. Hoof-hearted. Get it?
Hoof-hearted. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah. So, but check out this can. It's the movie He-Man drawn there with a wine glass for some reason, a little tiger emblem, and then this weird
R2-D2 robot.
Like an 80s knockoff. Like they actually like made these. Like you could get one of these. It would roll around like on a remote control. So yeah, I bought that strictly for the can.
Oh, I bet. I'm not shocked at all.
Yep. Just as an update, I don't know what iteration of Charles Xavier you're talking about, but Logan, he has a scruffy beard.
Well, that's like movies.
About to die. Yeah, are we?
Because also in Days of Future Past, he has long hair and a beard too.
Okay, there we go. We have the answer.
But like the Fox universe wasn't the most true to the source material.
It's not. Why do they keep saying that they're going to go with that? Like that.
This is close to our hearts.
Well, first off, like spoilers for anyone who wants to see the Marvels and hasn't at this point. If you haven't, it's on you. But like they're bringing back the nostalgia.
Is it digital release?
I don't know. I don't care.
So it's not on you. But go ahead.
So, like, they're going for the nostalgia of the Fox Men, but updating them and correcting them to the way they should be, because a certain blue fuzzy doctor shows up and looks 1,000 times better than he did in the Fox universe, but he's still played by a very familiar actor. So
I'm aware of that scene. I don't know how I feel about that.
I loved it. I saw it in theaters and I fangirled. But that's not why we're here. We're here to predict what our top 10 figures of 2024 are. So we're going to do a similar format to what we did for the Festivus special, where we went over our top 10 of 2023. Nate actually surprised us with the lists of what we predicted to try to compare and contrast. So obviously we're going to do this again to start the year. This one's going to, we're going to try to keep this less than an hour, let alone an hour and a half. Because I know
we're off to a great start.
Just adding that episode was rough, let alone probably having to sit through it and listen to us argue about semantics over what should be allowed and what shouldn't. So
all bets are off on this list, mother.
I can't wait. So I'm going to go first, then I'll go Jamar, and then down to Nate. So my number 10 pick for what I think will be my number 10 figure of 2024, almost at 2025, is going to be the NECA Last Ronin Donatello. And that is solely just because I think the figures would be great, but I hate the costume that they used in The Last Ronin. And me and Jamar have discussed this. It's just, if you've got all the other, I mean, look how cool Raphael looks. Look at all this fucking tactical gear. Leo has it too, and so does Mikey. And then you've got Donnie, who's just sitting there like fucking Karate Kid.
It also makes sense, though. But
I don't care.
Sure. All right. Well, then I won't argue with your pick, but I will say number 10 will be... I'm going to go with Raph as the Wolfman from NECA.
Ooh.
I think that's going to be on my... I think it'll make the top 10. I'm hoping that it'll surprise me as one that I'll enjoy out of the Universal Monsters. So I'll go with 10 because I don't think it's going to blow my socks off, but it'll be like in the top 10 for sure.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Like, part of me wants to say Leo as the creature from Black Lagoon, but that technically shipped this year. It just shipped after we did our top 10 list.
That's fair, yeah. It's your turn. Also don't love that one. I'm going to buy it, but I don't love it. But, you know.
You don't like fish lips?
No, not at all.
All right. So my number 10 is going to be the G.I. Joe classified metalhead that was recently solicited. This thing is just awesome looking. It's another deluxe release. It's the first release for Destro's Iron Grenadiers, which is going to be super exciting. And it just looks awesome. But there's nothing else to say. It looks awesome.
I'm going to look it up because I have no idea what it is. My first thought was just like, why? There's a TMNT crossover?
No.
Dude, just give me that. We already have...
We've got Motu. We've got Batman. Why not do a G.I. Joe crossover? Jamar just had an epiphany. Yeah. What?
I just thought about the Motu ones coming out. But that would make 100% sense because we already had Power Rangers, Hasbro. We already have... Oh, wait, never mind. That's Mattel. Mm-hmm. I lied.
Yeah, Motu's Mattel.
I lied.
So, my number 9 pick... I'm going to go with the Mafex Daredevil just because I think it looks good, but I have some concerns just because sometimes with the skinnier characters, the art, like their way they do their articulation affects the visual of it. And I also like Daredevil, but he's not like super high on my list of like favorite characters, but it also just looks fucking incredible and it's going to pose like no other Daredevil we've ever gotten, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, that sounds hot.
That got weird.
I'm gonna go, obviously if you're watching this you clearly know where my allegiance lies when it comes to toys, so
unless you're a new viewer, in which case subscribe.
Yeah that's a good point. And then you will find out, but so this one is probably going to be one of the only non-turtle thing that is going to be on this list, partly because I don't know what else is going to come. That's why I am the surprise toy collector. Add that to my list. It's going to be the Jada Toys Mega Man because I know it's going to be amazing.
It's already.
It's already. Is it out?
It's starting to ship. Mine shows.
Is that?
I'll allow it.
Starting to ship how?
As like, in, like, mine's on the way.
Store and buy it.
Mine's on the way.
Can you go into the store and buy it?
Mine's on the way.
It's on the line. It's on the line.
Mine's literally shipping from Amazon as we speak.
He put a fucking truck he didn't even own. He can put this on.
It's a van. Okay, here we go. I'll take that off the list, and we'll put Ramen Toys Turtle Lair. Is that better, Nate? Is that better?
Shots here fired.
Here I was defending him.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's in stores. So
it's not in stores, but
how
like...
I purchase. Exactly. That's how I purchase 99% of the figures that I own is in stores. So if
shop
it's not
local,
in stores.
Target.
Yeah. Is that not my slogan? Viewers, support local.
Target. Just not actual local. Support local massive conglomerate retailers.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that on my number 9. Because you don't even have it in your hand. So
no, it's on its way.
If it was shipping on its way, you don't have Prime. Anyways,
I do have Prime. It literally shipped yesterday. Because fucking Prime doesn't mean anything anymore, considering I've got fucking shit that I ordered before Christmas.
Is it going to arrive before Sunday?
I don't know.
Well, then we don't know if it'll be out this year.
Yep. I'll revise my list then, if it arrives.
day. Yeah, we're not re-recording this episode for that, so.
Just all right, put a my number nine. Flavor. I don't think it'll actually come out this year, but it's supposed to.
The Mezco Turtles?
But that would be the that would be the Super 7 Godzilla Minus One Ultimate figure. Oh. So yeah.
Is it actually solicited for 2024 or was it 2025? I can't remember. It's on my list too, but
it says December 2024.
Okay.
But we know that they're not going to hit that.
Well, the rest of the Godzilla line seems to move faster than that, right?
Oh, well. Yeah, because my they're all at least a year and a half late. They're just all now boom, boom, boom coming out at once. But yeah, like that first, I think that first wave was like two. I don't think it's quite 2 years late, but it's late. But okay, we'll see.
Remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could look it up to see, but I'm just going to put it on my list because, again, fuck it.
If you're confused right now, go back and watch the top 10 figures of 2023 and find out why Nate is so mad at us. oh God. So my number eight is I've never been able to pronounce his name correctly, at least I don't think I can. But it's the Street Fighter Jada Toys. Is it Gilly?
Guile?
G-U-L-L-I-E?
G-U-I-L-L. I think it's G-U-I-L-L-E.
I don't know. It's the dude who's making fun of America, essentially. Flat top, camo.
Oh, he's like...
Yeah, the one who was...
In the military.
The one who was played by Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie.
Yeah.
Which, most American.
Yeah, Guile.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so he's my number eight.
He has that cool American flag tattoo.
Yeah, because they showed off a.
I'm American. Look at my butt.
They showed off a bunch of them at some toy show not that long ago of like prototypes they have, and like, I guess my concern is after how long it took for Chun-Li, who was a part of Wave 1, to catch up with the rest of them, I don't know what's actually going to release next year for them. And that's the only one that's really like out for pre-order that I've like been like, I want that one so far. So I'm very curious.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you want us to comment on that.
You're welcome to, yeah. It's up to you.
No, I don't have a comment. It's Guile.
That's fine. Like I said, I've never been able to like pronounce it. Yeah. And he wasn't a character that like I actively chose, so I didn't really hear his name that often. So...
Dude, that like upside down kick thing you did, it's pretty OP.
I don't know. I was a big Akuma fan and Bison who's the what's the other one? Fuck. The green guy with the orange hair.
Oh, Blanca?
Blanca, that's Blanca. It, yeah.
Blanca, yeah. So you were a cheeser is what you were.
Yep.
Did the same move over and over and over again.
100%. Hadouken! Hadouken!
Okay, so my number eight is...
You do know that there's G.I. Joes of all those Street Fighter figures.
What?
Really? That's pretty cool.
We could be looking at another, like, educational video.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Because Street Fighter was straight up part of G.I. Joe.
What?
Yes. You're fucking with me.
I'm not.
Like the movie?
Nope.
Like the toy line?
Like... The toy line was Street Fighter, but it was branded G.I. Joe. So they were part of the G.I. Joe team.
Hmm. I mean,
it was G.I. Joe, Street Fighter.
Interesting.
And then the movie figures used the same molds, but they were not G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did Mortal Kombat figures, same thing. They used a lot of the same molds, not G.I. Joe figures. But the original first, I think, two waves of Street Fighter are G.I. Joe. You should look them up. They're fun. Fun little sub line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued.
I made a
my
bunch.
Number eight. Oh, what? Sorry. Oh. No. I thought you said you ate a bunch. It's like, what?
I did. I ate a bunch.
So this is where my list starts to be more hypothetical and
me too.
Wishful thinking. So
me too.
I'm assuming that these come out in some form or fashion, so I'm putting them on my list. The 2003 TMNT cartoon Super 7 figures.
Oof.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We might get pre-orders this year, but you, this ain't fucking shipping we'll this year, bro.
We'll see what happens.
Bro.
Hydrate.
They're like four TMNT series behind. You think there's a pipe dream?
You literally said put hype dreams on here. So I
so
have
wait,
some hype dreams on here.
Are those words all in order again?
It's basically Super 7 is doing an ultimate line of the
2003.
Yeah, 2003.
Cartoon.
Cartoon series.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of announced it with Veebs a few months ago, but he hasn't like given any information.
The only reason I think it's a possibility, Playmates is dropping their 2003. Maybe 2003 is getting some kind of like.
I mean, it's weird that it would be in 2024, but maybe they're finally getting their.
Listen,
20th
hear
anniversary.
Me out.
Yeah,
it's the 21st anniversary of the cartoon. So
they're finally able to drink.
Yeah,
they're gonna celebrate that. So. Be shocked, 2024 people in the future, of how amazing.
Although that is the 40th anniversary of Turtles as a property. So
that's fair. That's
yeah.
fair. And they have something to clinch
so
into.
You might, well, speaking of clinching on, you might want to clinch your butt cheeks to hold your wallet. I don't know how you wear your wallet, but
my man,
you might want to be careful because this might be a rough year for you.
I'm expecting
more so
it.
Than usual.
Yeah, I'm expecting it already just because I'm sure the Mezco Turtles are going to release. That's
they got pushed
starting
back April,
the year
so.
In a whole. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to come out at some
fitting.
Point.
Hmm?
How fitting.
Oh, yeah.
April.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's on my list. I can't believe Michael before this said, just make some stuff up. Whatever you think is going to happen. Whatever. It could be anything. And then I say something random. He's like, no, that's not going to happen.
Like, if okay. you would have chose any other company, I probably would have been like, there's a chance, but it's Super 7.
Well,
come on.
Get ready. Get ready
well, hey,
for my list.
We'll just, maybe this will be a top 10 predictions of announcements for 2023.
Top
10
predictions
we'll
of 2026.
Yeah. Because my number 8 is going to be a Transformers product for Raiden, not the Mortal Kombat.
That's where my brain went.
This would be the Train Bots, made choo famous choo. In the Japanese exclusive Headmasters cartoon, never released over here in the U.S. except there was a Masterpiece edition released over the last year. I don't know if they're all out yet, but usually once Masterpiece editions come out, we see a smaller version done, even if it's a HasLab or something. If that's the case, it wouldn't come out this year, but I would love to see a Raiden on the books because that's one of the big ones, especially a combiner that's never been made for American audiences in a little more budget friendly option, because the Masterpiece editions are like between $120 and $150 each, and there's 5 of them. So
Jesus,
yeah,
Masterpiece, I don't do Masterpiece sounds edition. Amazing though. It
yeah,
just sounds like
are.
Like yes. this is legit. It's fucking
yes. I have none. Will not. I almost bought a cartoon accurate Optimus Primal Masterpiece edition because I love that one and Dinobot. But even then, like when the time came, it was like I want to say it was $250 or something. It was it's really expensive, but they're cool to look at. Oh man,
from afar.
Yeah,
on someone else's shelf. Oh shit. So it's my turn, right? You know what? My number 7 mm-hmm. is, since we're doing pipe dreams, is I'm doing the same as Nate. I'm doing the Super 7 Godzilla minus 1 ultimate figure. I don't think it's coming out this year, but I kind of hope it does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we have a better chance of the Blu-ray releasing this year than we do of that.
Yeah,
because I know Japan takes
was
a while to release the Blu-rays for.
Of this?
Oh yeah, they
what's
had
that?
Pre-orders
okay,
and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just be clear. My thumb's not on the pulse of the toy industry, so I'm just clarifying. That's all.
Yeah, no, I actually have it pre-ordered on Big Bad Toy Store already. So.
Me too.
So that's me.
Yep.
Okay. So number 7 is the Last Ronin. I'm probably going to go with Donnie just because Donnie's my favorite character. I know the design is kind of silly, but I'm putting it on the list nonetheless because I'll just choose Donnie over Leo. That's why. So that's it. But I am thoroughly enjoying the last Ronin line. I think this is going to take place of like the Toon line stuff purchases for me for the foreseeable future. We'll see how that goes. So like I'm all in on this line. Yeah, I'm really hoping that they kind of do. I mean, I don't feel like there's much more they can do, but sure, we'll see. But yeah, that's on my list.
Judging from NECA's 12 days of downloads, there's not much more they think they can do either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no April. And I mean, that just would be fun to me.
Because you want to be able to take your arm and leg off?
Yes. That's just, that would be cool.
My number 7 is going to be the SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball GT Gogeta.
Ooh, there's a pipe dream.
Yep. So that's all it is, but they've made Vegeta and Goku so far. It's Super Saiyan 4, so
and they've shown off
pretty good
Kid Goku, Trunks and Pan. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance, at least a chance that we'll get to see a prototype. It's a figure. It's so hard to tell though, because they'll show shit off and then you'll never see it again.
Right, right.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
No, they've done that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta that they showed off just for shits and giggles, and then it would just got put on someone's desk and we never saw it again.
Yeah. There was a Nappa and Vegeta that they solicited, or they didn't solicit, they just showed and they never got made. Mm-hmm. The Nappa that came out years later was completely different.
Yeah, because it was big and beefy. Like, he was a big boy. Like, significantly bigger than the one that we got. Oh, man. So that puts it back on my turn. My number 6 is going to be the G.I. Joe Classified 60th Anniversary Soldier. And all of them fucking delicious accessories.
Can't disagree with you there. It looks great. It does look great.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly excited. Like, I pre-ordered multiple. It's going to hurt.
Nice.
Oh, when you're making the big bucks now, you know.
Yeah.
So,
enjoying your royalties.
Here, this one is absolutely a hype dream, whatever you want to call it, because I'm going to keep wishing this into existence until it eventually happens. So I'm going to put on my list for number 6, it's going to be an announcement from NECA, available for order, Comic-Con exclusive, Next Mutation Turtle.
I knew it.
It's going to fucking happen. It's going to happen. And I'm here 100% for it. So
it's not going to happen this year. It's going to be next year, because what they do is they alternate. So this year is going to be some random Toon characters again. And then next year will be,
I wonder if we'll get a Comic-Con exclusive update on the first appearance Mirage Turtles.
That would be interesting. I'd hate them for that, because I'd probably need that.
Articulation?
Updated, better, you know.
All so around,
you know, the originals are still, you know, whatever, but they'll do a completely updated version of it, or maybe even just another version of those early looks, just because it is the 40th anniversary.
I'd be down with
that. I would like that.
I'd hate it, because then I'd have to be there on NECA's site fucking refreshing, but
The last one's one that...
That's TMNT3. Not a lot of people are, like, thriving to have that.
It's a great set, though.
It is. Yeah. Like, they're great figures. I've seen the 2-packs, and they look cool. But TMNT3 isn't a lot of people's favorite movies, so, like, I don't know if that's
going to... No one's favorite movie.
But if you're buying Comic-Con exclusive, you're already invested, is what I would say. So why not? Even though I didn't buy a second movie, so go ahead.
My number 6 is another SH Figure Arts, but it is a Dragon Ball, which I know they haven't been doing a lot of those.
Oh, yeah,
but it would be a Dragon Ball Final Tournament Goku.
Ooh.
And so that would be like quote unquote adult Goku, but like super skinny and still with that long neck. So that would be amazing, because that's a version of Goku we've never gotten.
Can we also get the Final Tournament Piccolo to go with that?
That would be just...
Two-pack for $600.
I would find a way. Yeah. I would find a way. You catch me behind
Wendy's
that
dumpster.
Wendy's.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, Wendy's dumpster. Whatever you need.
In Steak and Shake. You gotta be
You can have it your way.
There'd be a lot of Steak and Shake, trust me.
We are halfway through. We're at number five. My number five is, I'm pretty sure he's going to come out this year. They've teased him multiple times. They showed him off at Comic-Con. They showed him off in their 25 Days of Christmas fucking ABC special, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And that is the NECA Ultimate, I guess they're calling it Pizza Club or something like that, Toon Donatello.
Oh, okay.
Is that those new updated Ultimate? Like
the, yeah, the ones that come with all the accessories, and he has the cool bow staff effect and all that.
Their club pizza, you don't have to like join a club to get them, do you?
I don't know. That's what a lot of people are asking, and it hasn't been clarification. I swear to God, this is some sort of loot crate situation. Fucking burn it all to the ground.
Absolutely love that.
Because they're doing that. Those universal for that, those like Burger King style universal figures for some loot crate thing.
Oh. They better not.
And I went, and then hopefully it's like when they did the Alien Club. That would be kind of cool. Like if you like, because then that was like, because they did an Alien Club a couple years ago. And if you bought, if you became a member and you bought all the shit, you got an exclusive figure at the end of the year. But you had to buy all the shit.
Because now, see, I just want Donatello. I don't give a fuck about it. Well, then again, unless the accessories are cool, then I'll buy all four. But I mostly just want Donatello.
Yeah.
It'd depend on what the exclusive figure would be. And I said I'm done with the two. Right?
Yeah. But they keep pulling you back in.
So what are we on? Number five? Yeah, halfway. Yep. So this is where Super 7 just takes over my wallet. So get ready for the next three.
It's going to be the same shit as last year's predictions.
Actually, I added one on there.
Punk Rocker Johnny. I took one away.
The Slam Dunkin' Donnie.
And the one that was just announced not too long ago, we have pictures in it. It's available for pre-order, is the Rapid Mikey. That one is... says 2024 Q4, so we'll see.
Says it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it can claim it all at once.
But no, that again, Super 7's gonna be just in my bag is what's gonna happen, just because if they're releasing a lot of these classic Playmate figures that I hold dear to my heart, I'm gonna get my money.
I mean, the good news for you is Super 7 will give you a lot of time to breathe and recoup between each
Oh, yeah, definitely, But, yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Mikey.
My number five, I don't even know if this line, how this line is continuing, like how it's going to go this year, because there's still new stuff coming, but it would be the Masters of the Universe Masterverse New Eternia Scareglow, which has not been announced by any means, but these new Eternia figures find ways to, like, reinvent the characters and do new and cool things with it, and I think Scareglow would be something that would be amazing and that would be really fun to do on that kind of level. So that's my number five.
That'd be kind of cool. My number four. So I've got these listed, but I didn't number them beforehand. I'm just kind of figuring out as I go. My number four. This is where NECA kind of starts taking over. I'm doing the. NECA Last Ronin Leo is my number four. Just because
be pretty high.
Well, because I figure I like the tactical look of Leo, Raph, and Mikey more than Donnie's look. So I feel like I'm just gonna like really like the Leo figure and then be real mad that it's not Donatello.
No. Do I have I have that one up. Yeah, I can hear you on that. I get you. I agree. They're all going to be great.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to be fantastic. But I just have a feeling I'm going to like the Leo's figure better than the Donnie's just because of what it is.
That's fair. But it's my number four, which you guys already know. It's Punk Rock Donnie. So we can just move on.
there's no way in hell my number four is even happening. I just want it. I just want it really bad. And that is the Star Wars Vintage Collection Rise of Skywalker, just to piss people off, Ben Solo. So it would be from the end of the movie, and if it doesn't have this film out right here, I'm rioting. But this is what I want. I want that figure.
So you just want you want Ben Solo in a sweatshirt.
Yes, nice. I want Adam Driver in a sweatshirt with the blue lightsaber, with that film out. I want that. I want it. Come at me. I don't care.
I mean. I'm shocked that they. Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't.
Oh, people hate that movie.
I know, but I love it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I don't care.
It's okay. Yeah.
Whew.
I have fun with it.
I'm surprised they don't do more, like, of the new trilogy stuff. Like,
oh, no. People hate it. They doesn't sell.
Really? Really? I feel like I haven't. Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't really paying attention at that point in time, but
yeah.
I feel like I haven't really seen much.
Yeah, I mean, Force Awakens was fine. People did okay with that, even though it was kind of, like, you know, the same story or whatever. But Last Jedi, that kind of really divided everybody. Oh, yeah. And then Rise of Skywalker was course correction, but maybe too little, too late. I don't know. There were parts of it I really like. I like the way it's shot. I like a lot of stuff in it. I find the good in lots of things.
I like
and
the
one of that is Adam Driver in a dirty old sweatshirt.
I figured that means you loved the last Jedi where he was shirtless.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Force time.
Yeah, force timing.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Are you shirtless? No."
Oh, Matt.
We're in what, number three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My number three. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm hoping to, because they've announced the NECA Mirage Classic Color Elite Foot Soldier. So I'm hoping that means that we'll get a updated NECA Mirage Classic Color Shredder.
Oh, cool.
So that's my number three, because I already really want that Elite Foot Soldier. So if we don't get Shredder, then my number three is going to be that Foot Soldier. I'll call that right now, because that thing looks amazing. Especially since he has, like, the armor pieces and stuff that the blue version didn't have.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I was going to put the Battle Damage Classic Color, if you will, Shredder after doing, like, my little poses and stuff with the clones and Shredder and stuff I had. So I really do hope that comes out. In that, and Leaf Foot Soldier, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I need it, but
I first didn't
buy it,
and then I saw it. I'm like,
I'm sure. Yeah,
it's really cool. I bought that one. I ended up returning it because I'm not doing that, but it got me when I opened it.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't. Believe it.
I was like, get the fuck out of here! I can't.
So yeah, give it up for Classic Colors in 2024. Again, it's Slam Dunk Donnie. It'll happen eventually.
It and probably it does, will happen this year.
It might be one of my favorite Super 7 figures, so we'll see.
No, there's one other Super 7 figure that's your favorite. You just don't own it yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. My turtle hand.
Mm-hmm. I assume that's your number one prediction, but
what do I know? No. Oh man, how cool would that be, having Donnie jumping over top of the turtle hand? Oh, sweet.
Make it happen. My number three is the McFarlane Toys DC Multiverse Batman Returns Batman.
Oh. You think he's going to go and do the Returns version?
Listen, he released the Batman and Robin wave, which is so much cooler looking than it has any right to be.
Right?
I mean, those movies are... That movie is trash.
Yeah.
Those figures are awesome.
Listen, stand by that Mr. Freeze in that movie is my favorite thing.
Oh, that's... Well, he's fun in the movie, but that movie sucks. So
oh,
bad.
Yeah.
But like, I've always wanted cinematic Batman, and now they've also teased a Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice Batman from McFarlane. So they're going back to different eras. So the underappreciated gem that is Batman Returns. Yeah, it was not well received at the time. So if you haven't seen Secret Galaxy's video on that, it'll give you some good inside information. But yeah, not well received at the time, including from this guy. I did not care for it amongst the initial theatrical release. It was not what I wanted. So therefore, it was trash. And then when you don't have the internet constantly, you know, feeding that same idea into you, you start to reevaluate things and get to watch it and think differently on things. So now I see it for what it is, and I think it's an amazing, amazing movie. So I would definitely want that Batman figure. I want a whole wave. I would want Batman. I would want Penguin. I would want Catwoman, and I would definitely want a
Billy Dee Williams as Harvey Dent.
Well, I was gonna say just build a Christopher Walken. That's Max Schreck. You know, that would be fun.
Oh, Todd father could go back to his roots, and he could, instead it could be build a Duckmobile.
Yeah,
remember when that was the build a figure when he was like, "I'm gonna make you have a collection of Batmobiles that are this big."
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, because everyone was like, "This is fucking stupid," and he's like, "Okay." Yeah. Shit. So hot take, I like Returns better than the first one.
Yeah, it's technically a better movie. I've recently watched the 89 one, and it's just like, I can only look at it through, you know, rose tinted glasses, cause I love it so much, but it is not a good movie. It's not even a good movie. It's just a collection of scenes, where people say awesome, like one-liners, and it's bizarre. It's a weird movie.
It is.
And Returns is so much more of a cohesive movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Returns is one of my favorite Batman movies. All right, so we're on number two.
Yep.
Number two is returning to my main line, and that is Mafex with the return of Superman Eradicator.
Was he on your list last year?
No, because he just got announced in the past few months. Okay. Last year was Steel. It was Steel, and then ironically my figure of the year was Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, okay.
I love Return of Superman. Like that 90s comic was that was my Superman.
Even though I read more Teen Titans where Superboy was in the t-shirt and stuff, like that's when people talk about Superboy, that's what I think of, him in the black, the leather jacket. With the sunglasses and so 1991. I mean, just,
I can't, they're going to flesh that line out, and I can't wait. I can't wait till I get, because I already have my solar suit, which I love. I love the black and silver suit best. Yeah. I can't wait to get mullet Superman in the classic blue and red.
Have they done Superboy yet?
No, but I think they've shown a prototype of it, like an unpainted prototype.
All right. That would be cool. That was a good time in comic booking.
It was.
All right. My number two is, I believe that's the name of the company, but it is, I can't think of the hypothetical name, but it's going to be the Fury Toy Donatello.
Oh, the spring or summer or
spring or
summer.
Yeah.
Summer's
I'm going to go on a limb and say it comes out this year.
It should, because it was supposed to come out last year. Reasons? So unless it got mixed due to copyright.
Other than it didn't come out last year. So we'll see. Well, not too much of a long shot, but possibly. And I can't wait. That's it.
Nate?
Oh, that means I should go. Anyway, so my number two, I got to think about how this would be titled. This would be the NECA Ultimate Edition Dr. Peyton Westlake from the 1990 cinema phenomenon, Sam Raimi's Darkman. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute. Like Darkman?
I have no idea what this is.
My brain is thinking.
You've never.
Okay. How did I see? I don't know if I've watched this movie, but I definitely have seen. Maybe I did see this.
Because so he has to come with like a horror movie. Comes with he has to have the bandaged head with the hat, no hat. He also needs to have the Liam Neeson head. And then, of course, the extra cool Bruce Campbell head for the end. You can recreate the end of the movie. And I don't know what to tell you if you haven't seen it. It's a cinematic masterpiece. And, Sam Raimi's third movie. One of the first big movies Liam Neeson was in. It's incredible. One of my favorites. There's a poster of it in my living room.
Nightmares, for some reason.
It's not a horror movie, but it was from a horror director.
Yeah, I just think the face, like, when did this come out? I was probably a little
1990.
That was before I was born.
Yeah. That would make sense then.
So Crime has a new enemy, and justice has a new face. I'm literally obsessed with Darkman. I love it. I love it.
Alrighty.
Fuck you guys.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I
just don't know what this is. I'm sorry. I don't know. This
at some point, maybe it was on TV.
Like, did you Google it, TNT? Michael?
No, I did not. Because
it is pretty badass, though, and I can see why this would be dope. Like, the movie cover is pretty sweet. Think of like Batman mixed with like Dick Tracy mixed with like the Invisible Man.
Yeah, it had a Danny Elfman score. Like, what could go wrong? Anyway, Soda Toys made one in the early 2000s, and it's still great. But it's very static posing, and like, I want a NECA Ultimate version.
I could see them crushing this, though. Like, if this was to happen, I could totally see it being amazing.
It's plus, very action figure. From,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you could reuse a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah. Apparently, NECA could do this.
Apparently, they made sequels, and there's one called Darkman 3 Die, Darkman Die.
I have all of them on Blu-ray, and I've already pre-ordered the original on 4K. Are the sequels good? Absolutely not. Arnold Vosloo from The Mummy, he took over as Dr. Peyton Westlake from Liam Neeson, because Liam Neeson was not going to be in those two direct-to-video sequels. But, and I think I do somewhere in the house have, pretty sure I have an original video poster of Darkman, the aforementioned Darkman 3. Die, Darkman, Die, which was originally supposed to be Darkman 2, but they switched them because Darkman, what was going to be Darkman 3, brought back a villain from the original. So they switched them.
I see.
You guys just got schooled in Darkman.
And then after they do Darkman, then they'll do Blank Man.
I thought you said Light Man. Or Day Man.
Blank Man. It would just be a funny. Anyways, go ahead.
So that brings us to our number one picks. So this is one that I have been anticipating for MOFX to do for a very long time, and they finally announced it this past year, and it will hopefully be coming out this spring, and that is the MOFX Nightfall Bane.
Oh.
Bane is probably hands down my favorite Batman villain, so to be able to get like my favorite toy line version of him where he's like super poseable and he actually like properly like stretch Batman across his knee and like do that, you know, scene where he's breaking his back versus like most of the figure lines, they make him so beefy, the articulation shit, and he can't like do anything. I'm so excited.
That's going to be number one.
That's going to be number one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I hate to show you up here.
Super Sinventura, man.
Was Super Sinventura something later. That we literally... Oh, my God. That would probably be $1,000.
I was going to say, if NECA's being 300, that would be like 700.
They have to ship it on a UPS freight and just drop a crate in front of you. So... It would, like I said, we just literally came up with this idea, and I kind of, not going to lie, got very excited on the possibility of something like this could be happening from a company that I know and adore, and it would be Good Smile, Metalhead. They did the Turtle line. I don't believe that they'll do anything else, but technically they did the Crane Droid, so we kind of have a little bit, you know, but they didn't do any other villains or anything like that. Or any other side characters, but my hope is that they do another wave, give me some April O'Neil, give me some Splinter, Shredder, and then they're like, you know who looks adorable? Metalhead. And then I give them a cool $70 for them to give me that. So that would be my number one.
I'm on board as long as he gets the vacuum attachment.
Ooh, that could be fun. That could be really fun. I don't foresee that. I just think we'll get you guys. Because I think, am I not mistaken, but did they do a Godzilla? Like a Mecha Godzilla and Godzilla Gutsmog. In my mind, they have. So when I think of Metalhead, I think of like a metallic, like chibi character, and I think of like a Mechagodzilla.
I mean, there's been companies that have made chibi like versions of Godzilla and Mechagodzilla, yeah. But I don't think Gutsmog has.
Like from Gutsmog. But yeah, that's my dream. That would be my dream Gutsmog figure, because like I said earlier, I think I have everything I could possibly want for them. Other than the game and the anime and stuff that I get into. But
nice. All right, my number one is a pretty good chance that it can happen. Will it happen this year? I don't know, but if it will, if they pull it off, it will be freaking amazing. And that would be the G.I. Joe Classified Ninja Force Zartan.
So, that just sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. This is with Zartan with a sleeveless leather jacket, an orange mohawk, green pants, fucking orange swords. It's incredible. I love Ninja Force, and I love Zartan Ninja Force, and it's amazing. And I would love to see it.
Hmm. Zartan's the guy that they did that has like the black stripes on his face, and then like you can switch his face out and shit.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure I knew who we were talking about. Yeah, that sounds wild. Like, especially the orange mohawk part of it is what threw me off out of all of the things that you listed.
Yeah.
The green pants. I'm looking at what probably is the original release.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I'm curious.
Looks like it could be pretty cool.
It was Ninja Force Zartan.
Ninja Force Zartan.
Zartan. Oh, damn. Yeah, that was not what I was expecting at all.
It's not subtle.
It is not. Especially with that bright pink card. Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, someone like has a picture of theirs that like from their childhood, and he's like missing his mohawks. He says this like giant divot in his fucking head.
Mm. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. All right. Well, that's it. That's our predictions for our top 10 lists for 2024. Yeah, let us know in the comments below what you think your top 10 figures for 2024 are going to be, what you're excited for in 2024 in general. I'm very curious to see what other figures, because we clearly have very specific tastes with ours.
Yes.
So I want to see what other people are interested in, what fantastical things people come up with that they think or hope will come out. So yeah
because we're not even into the new year really,
so by the time they're watching this, it will be.
Yeah. Oh, what's it like in the future?
Also, they have to wait almost a year to follow up to this episode.
Yep.
We show off our top 10.
It's called playing the long game. We get them hooked early in the year, and then they'll watch all year round just to see that. But anyway, on that note, sorry to the less the comment part. So we are on. If you like this video, please make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out and gets you a tutorial content in your feed. We've got reviews, how to pose videos. We've got weekly live stream, weekly toy hunts, and a weekly podcast. You can check us out Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're already a fan of the channel, you can go over to patreon.com/modern toy fair. Bunch of different tiers of different rewards. You can get episodes of some of our videos early. You can get physical prints of the photos I take, all sorts of stuff. We've got a few tiers that have free trials on them for like 7 days. Try it before you buy it. Link in the description below. You can check Jamar out over on TikTok at Jamar_games. Nate, what do you got for us?
I got a whole new podcast that's coming out, and it is called Duran Squared. And we're going to be talking about the 1980 Duran Duran debut album. Two different formats right here. One is way thinner. One is way thicker. There's more stuff in them, but we'll talk about them and go from there. Duran Squared starting this weekend.
Don't be square.
I just have all my Duran Duran.
I was wondering why you had them all on your desk right now.
They're like, they're being in the process of like being sorted and moved, because I got all my music stuff's going upstairs into what will be my new office. And so my desk right now has the few CDs that I'm not packing away. So
you got to keep those out. Why would you pack those up?
I have a lot of like deluxe and like specialty things that I've collected over the years. So those things will stay because they're a collection themselves, but everything else can burn in hell.
Well then, on that note, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.